love you very much. And the first thing I want to do is I want to say a word of prayer. Lord, I thank you for each and every one of these men. I thank you for their commitment. Lord, I thank you for their dedication. Thank you for their love and support. Lord, we know that we're not perfect, and we will strive to be perfect, and we know that we're not. Lord, I ask that you would touch each and every man, every committed man in the midst of this battle and on the battlefield. Lord, I thank you all for each and every one of them. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the first thing I want to talk about this morning is asking every one of you committed men for forgiveness. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, simply because I have failed our committed men. I have let you guys down because I've been on this schedule for months. But I have allowed the enemy to tell me, you're not good enough, or, you know, you missed your day and just wait till next month. And so after last week, I listened to grown men just share their heart, and it pricked me in my spirit that what the enemy has allowed to happen in me, or to me, is to shut my mouth because I'm too prideful, or I'm too, want everything to be perfect, want everything to be right, and wouldn't do it. But God revealed to me last week that I have allowed the enemy to shut my mouth from what God may have to say to someone. I don't know what that is. I'm just a little guy that loves the Lord and loves guys, but I do like things to be in order. So with that, I ask you for forgiveness, because I feel like every one of us committed men has a purpose. Every one of us committed men has a anointing. Every one of us has a word from God. Whether it's just, I love you, stay strong, brother, or whatever it is, just be you. And I found myself trying to be somebody else, trying to find myself to be something I'm not. So I thank you for being patient with me, and I ask you for forgiveness. So I'm not going to be real long, but I do want to share something that I feel like God may have shared with me some time ago. And as most of you probably already know from conversations with me or anyone else or whatever, I'm a big golf avid. I live on the golf course. I love to play golf. And so in doing that, I wrote down a couple of things that pertains to golf itself and where we can apply our daily walks, and because it's something that I understand. And so I wrote down a couple of things, and most of you know, a lot of you know how a golf game is played. There are some things maybe people don't really understand about the game itself, but it's basically 18 holes. Most golf courses are 18. Some of them are 9-hole courses, and some of them are 18-hole courses. But hindsight 2020, there's a front side and there's a back side. And I relate that to the scriptures, where we have an Old Testament and we have a New Testament. So a comparison of that also is, there are three different sections within a golf course. The first section is a tee box, where you tee off from. Another section is a fairway, where you're trying to hit it in the middle of the fairway. And the third section would be the green, where you're trying to hit it onto the green. And so those three things are an objective or a goal at the end of the round to be able to get it in the hole as short of time, many times shots as you can. And so there's what the thing that they call par. Par is like a par 72. So you're supposed to be able to go through a golf course and shoot par. If you shoot one under what that score is on that hole, if it's a par 4, you shoot a 3, that's a 1 under par. So in doing that, I wrote down here for a par golfer, are we, as brothers, are we a par Christian? Are we one of those Christians that I'm accepting anything over par? Or am I one of those Christians that I want to be under par? Or do I just want to continue just to shoot even par and just be an average par Christian? There are different levels. There's an amateur level. There's just your normal guy like me that just plays. Then there's your semi-pro level, and then there's your pro level. All of those are different stages within the game of golf. Just like us as ministers, every one of us are disciples of Christ. You may be a one-month-old Christian, you're still a disciple of Christ. You're going to explain things that you understand to your friend, your buddies. Then you have your par Christians. Then you have your expert Christians, or your evangelist, or your seasoned Christians that have been around for a long time. So those are the different levels of Christianity that you can be, and you can associate to different levels of a par golfer, or a under par golfer, or a good golfer. What is the goals? The goal is to get the ball, put it in the hole as short of a time as you can. So on a daily basis, we keep trying on every hole. We go the first hole, don't shoot too good. We go the second hole, you get to start over on that hole. And so on throughout each hole. Each hole is a start over. Each hole is a resetting point. So then you get into our lives, our daily lives that we go through. And each day is a battle on the battlefield that we talked about this past weekend. Each day is an opportunity to make par or to be under par. When you tee it off on the first tee, you may blow it over to the right and be so far out in the woods that you can't find it. Or you may be able to hit it right down the middle of the fairway and be able to walk right straight to it and find it. But when you hit one over there to the far right, you go and you try to find it. Just like as we veer off to off a track of what God's plan for our life is, and we veer off a little bit, our goal is to get it to the green on that hole. So our goal is to get back in the fairway. Get back in, and you may have to just take an opportunity to just say, hey, look, I can't get to the green from here, so I'm just going to punch it back out here in the fairway. All I'm going to do is get over here, read the Word of God, find out what God has for me. Why did I get over here? How did I get over here? And how can I get back out here in the fairway so that I can continue to go down the goal of life and at the ultimate end of life be able to hear God say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So those are the goals. Each hole. Also, in the game of golf, there are tools that we use. We have a set of golf clubs. We have golf balls. Some of us have a lot more golf balls than we than we should be carrying because it makes our bag heavy. So do we have too much equipment in there? So you lighten your load, you lighten your bag. Another example to that is, what tools do we have as committed men? We have our church, we have our Bibles, we have books, We have help nights. We have classes. We have pastors. We have leaders. We have brothers. We have all of the tools available and all the resources available to us at our disposal. Do we use all of those tools? No. There's many times whenever I play a round of golf and there's golf clubs in my bag that I never touch. There's things in there that I touch all the time. And so my point to this is, use those tools, use those opportunities that you have to be able to do God's work and do what your purpose on it is to do. Another note here is how do you prepare? How do I prepare whenever I go out to play a golf game? Well, there's things they call a practice range. That's where you just get up there and just hit the balls. You don't care where they're going. You're just banging them. You're just knocking them out there, hitting them. You're loosening your body up. You're getting things, you know, loose. You're preparing. You're concentrating some, not as much as you do when you get out on the golf course. But then whenever you get out there on the golf course, all that practicing that you did on the range, all those balls that you hit often, it comes into play when you're on the golf course. Just like whenever you go to prayer, or you go to the Word of God, or you go to a sermon, or you go to a passage, or you go to something, those are practicing tools so that whenever you go out on the battlefield and you come against something, you can reach in that armor and pull out the tools that you need to address your battle that you're fighting that day, or someone else is fighting that day. You may not be fighting a battle that day, but someone else may come up to you and you just don't know why or how, but God sent them to you for you to help out fight their battle. Warm-ups and practices. Read our Bibles. Come together with other brothers and sisters. Come to help night. Come to Wednesday night services. I am the most guilty saint brother that there ever was to go through a season in my life and not go to church on Sunday, not go to church on Wednesday. And I have failed for that. I have. I'm one of the worst. Another thing is, how do you score? And golf is one of the only few games that you yourself are the scorekeeper. Nobody else, they'll keep score for you, okay? But if you're not, one of the rules are you're not supposed to be touch the ball or move it around. We do that. You know, we're just playing guys. But the pros don't touch it. But if you accidentally move a stick, and your ball moves, then you charge yourself with a penalty. You say, "Hey guys, I moved my ball. That's going to be an extra stroke. It's a penalty that you incur." So we have rules, and we have how to keep score. As far as how to keep score, we have see if we can put this. See if you can see this. This right here. This is what they call a scorecard, okay? And each one of these holes has a par on it, par 4, par 3, par 5, or whatever. And you just write your score on here as you go, and then you can total it up for the front and for the back, okay? Another tool that we have is a tool that looks like this. And this is a layout. This is a yardage book, okay? This shows you what the holes look like, okay? And then on the other side, it shows you what the back side looks like. And that's the front and the back of the front nine and the back nine. Okay, we have a score book or a yardage book in the Word of God. It tells us which direction the hole is. It tells us which direction the green is. It tells us which direction that we should be going. Are we going to hit it out of the woods? You better believe it. Are we gonna you know, say something that we shouldn't say to, you know, over here somewhere? Are we going to do something over here that we shouldn't do? You betcha. You betcha. And by the grace of God, He shows us you're supposed to be in that fairway over there. You're supposed to be on that green over there. You're supposed to be in this class over here. You're supposed to be in this Bible study over here. Those are the things that God's Word teaches us, and those are the things that God has put on my heart. One other thing I want to make mention here too is, don't get me wrong whenever I say golf is a game. Our life, our walk with God, our battles are not a game. The enemy is not playing a game. The enemy is out to kill and destroy. He's out to destroy your wife. He's out to destroy your children. He's out to destroy your family. He is out to destroy. And as long as we can continue to uplift each other, continue to support each other, and practice together, then we become better. And that's all we're trying to do, is just become better. Continually better is our motto. And so, practice. I wrote the last couple things I wrote down here. Practice makes you a better player, man of God. Practice, practice, practice. In order to become a better, great, you must put in the time and effort. We must put in the time and effort. Most of the groups that we play in, a lot of times, are a group of four. They don't like for us to play a group of five. They for sure don't like for us to play in groups of six, because it slows down the play. So of those four that are in that group, ask yourself, and I'll ask myself, who is your fourth person in the fire? Who is your fourth person in the battle that we fight every day? So those are just a little bit of something that I understand and I can relate to. And I hope that it encourages you. And like I said to Brother Jeremy, it's Monday, or it's Tuesday, but yesterday was Monday. And the first thing I thought about after our great conference that we just came out of, the first thing I thought about on Monday morning was all of my committed men. And what came to mind was, welcome to the battlefield, because it's going to be there every time. And I encourage you, today's Tuesday, help night is open, come get you something to eat, get in one of those classes. So I love you, and I thank you all for your support, and I thank you all for loving us. Be encouraged, men. Hold your head up high, put on the full armor of God. Go out there and slay the enemy and try to keep it in the fairway. Love you guys. Bye-bye.